Hello guys, welcome back to the first podcast ever. It's not my first time doing a podcast, but it is my first time doing a podcast with the video on. Today we'll be talking about the unmentioned. It's basically small islands and how they are unrepresented. So the definitions for today or keywords would be what's an Iceland? An Iceland, according to a dictionary, is a piece of land surrounded by water, right? For me, an Iceland is a piece of land, of course, surrounded by water, but like a getaway vacation, somewhere where you can relax and, just be yourself, get distracted from the city, any problems you have back at home. It's a getaway vacation, basically. The second would be, what is globalization? Globalization is the development of international influence. For me, globalization is bringing people together, learning about culture, experiencing cultures by food, shows, fashion, slang. All of those are globalization for me. They help me understand other norms and customs of something that's outside my personal culture. So rolling into that, what is culture? Culture is custom, arts, social institutions, achievements of particular nation and other social groups. For me, culture is something personal, something that can not only be found in other countries. For example, I am Mexican American. My culture is mixed. I have customs from Mexico, but I also have customs from the America, United States. The Mexican culture is more traditional, and versus the American is more liberal. So it's kind of a conflict of which one to follow, but you eventually learn to compromise and get to experience both. Lastly, what is global warming? Global warming is the rising temperature of Earth. It started back in the 1800s when the Industrial Revolution started. It has been getting worse ever since, CO2, greenhouse gases, carbon footprints, carbon reservoirs, and all of that has just been getting worse. We've seen the effects, we experience the effects. We see really, really rough temperatures. Like the heat is just unbearable. Up at north in the Arctic, it's getting worse. The glaciers are melting, rising sea levels. Many people are affected by the rising sea levels, such as East Coast, West Coast, Venice, and Italy, and especially rising levels has affected a lot of small islands. There's a lot of small islands in Earth, some that we have never heard of or even been able to visit due to regulations of the country, but many are available to tourists. So today we'll be talking about how globalization and global warming has affected small islands that we have not heard of before. Today we have three guests. Our first guest would be Nancy Huerta. She is one of my close friends. She's been something similar around this topic. She kind of has an idea. We'll call her right now live. We'll call her right now. As soon as we get her in the line, we will get in contact with her and she'll answer some questions that I prepared today. So right now, I am going to call her. I'm gonna dial and see if she answers. She's getting her situation ready. I called her without notice. I should probably have done that before. We are live. Let me see. We'll just wait for her to be ready. So it's
All
gonna
right,
be an
can you hear
interesting topic. Yes, I can. Can you hear me?
me? Yes.
Okay. So today I'll have some questions for you. Would you mind introducing yourself a little bit? Know your
My
name.
name is Nancy Huerta.
Yes.
I am a senior at Upluck Affinity.
Okay. That's good. That's good. So today I have some questions for you. So for the first question is describe an island in your own words.
When I think about island, I think about the beach, sand, a place that is far away from people, somewhere where you could relax and where there's waves, the temperature is wonderful, and somewhere where you could just have fun.
I see. In this island that you describe, is there people? Is there a population?
There, no.
No? Okay.
I would say there's like people, like as like people that help you, like from the hotel, like
Yeah.
you know,
Yeah, like the staff and helpers
yeah.
for tourists. Okay. Do you know any names of islands?
I do not.
Okay, that's fine. So let's go on with the questions. I have two more questions for you. The first would be, what do you think about global warming affecting small islands?
Okay, so I think global warming has a really negative effect on small islands. I had read an article once that said that it affects their water resources, the tourism, and the agriculture. So overall, I think that it's affecting small islands negatively. And as we could see, I don't think they have done or they haven't done anything that has prevented the global warming from affecting them. So I think that it's going to continue to affect them in the long run. And who knows what's going to happen to their future if they don't make a change.
I see. I agree with what you said. I think global warming has affected all of us negatively, and we've seen the effects of it. The last question for you today would be, how would you feel if globalization took over your culture?
I think that if globalization took over my culture, I would be upset because I mean, I want everyone to know what the traditions of my culture and get to experience it. But at the same time, I have seen that people like to change certain things and traditions, and I'm scared it's going to affect our culture and it's not going to be the same. And I am really happy with the traditions my culture has right now, and I would not like for it to change.
Yes, I agree. I feel like today, many cultures are being globalized and they're being changed from our traditions. I agree. Well, thank you so much for being today in this podcast. I really appreciate your answers and honesty. We'll catch with you later. Thank you.
Thank you so much for having me. Bye.
Have a great day. So, as you heard, she answered very truthfully, and I agree with what she said. Globalization has affected small islands. I think global warming for especially global warming, rising sea levels can ruin crops and can ruin their life, their normal life and disrupt them. I totally agree with that. Second, I think many cultures, like I've said before, have been changed in some way. For example, my Mexican part of the culture has been changed quite a lot, quite a bit. For example, the traditions that we have now are not the same ones that we had different, and that's because of globalization. An example of that would be Let me think, because there's so many. I think how gender roles are defined, the Mexican culture is very traditional, like I've said many times. The woman has to be specific to the household while the men go and work and bring money and sustain their family. Right now, so many in the American culture, many are standing up against that. And I'm not saying I support the gender role, sorry. I'm not saying I support them, but I do see a change in that, and that's a good change. But there's been negative change. For example, the festivities of Cinco de Mayo, that's actually not independence for Mexico. It's actually La Batalla de Puebla. That's a battle where they were fighting in order to gain government and social issues that were being assessed. Many Americans specifically have been taking that opportunity to have drink and to wear costumes. For us, a sarape, which is the colorful vest that you see, is not a costume. It's actually a tradition in Mexico, because it's like a coat, sorry, a coat that has helped us keep warm during those cold winters. Today, let me see if I can get our second guest. It would be Ana Rodriguez. Let me see if I can get her on the line.
Hello.
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 So today you're going to be answering some questions in my podcast. Right now we are recording. Do you have would you please introduce yourself to the listeners?
Course, yes. I am Ana Rodriguez, and I am currently in the 12th grade.
Okay, good, good, good. So today I'll be having some questions for you. Are you ready to answer them?
Yes.
Okay, so the first question is, describe an island.
An island would be a piece of land that has like sand, and it's basically like a beach, and it's very green, and it has pine trees, and it's hot there.
And humid, right?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Is there any people in your island that you described right now?
No, not currently. No.
Okay. Do you know any name of an island?
One that I know of that I recognize because it's like pretty famous, it's called Bora Bora.
Okay, yeah. Yeah. I know about that one too. So we have two more questions for you today. The first question would be, when you think of global warming, who is mostly affected by it?
When I think of global warming, my thoughts like go directly towards the animals and also like the environment that we are around in, because global warming has been reported to be affecting the like the air that we breathe. So I guess in that way it also affects us because we take in that air. And then also animals are being, by global warming, their environments are being taken away. Like for example, in our Antarctica, the ice is slowly melting, and the water that is left behind is destroying the habitats of like polar bears and penguins.
Yes, I agree with what you said. Global warming has affected all of us, and we've seen the effects of it, as in like severe storms. Like last week, we had the severe winter. We've never seen something like that before, and I feel like that has really affected us and opened our eyes more to global warming. The second question for you today is globalization. What do you think it affects the most? Who do you think it affects the most?
I think globalization is like it's like a good thing because it's when like businesses and people, like the knowledge of people, it starts to grow. I think it affects like the economy and businesses even more because more money comes in, because more activity is happening around. Like people have the opportunity to start their own businesses and things like that when they have more knowledge.
Yes, I agree with that too. I feel like globalization has brought us together in many ways. Well, that's all the questions we have for you today. Thank you so much for being here and answering these questions truthfully and honestly. Would you like to say goodbye to the listeners?
Yes, of course. Bye.
Well, see you next time. Thank you so much for being here again. Have a great day.
You too.
Thank you. Like we saw, this was a special guest, Ana Rodriguez. She's a very close friend of mine. Also, I completely 100% agree with what she said. I see a pattern now in their answers. They have not heard of many islands. When they describe an island, they don't mention populations. And most of these islands are actually populated and have their own culture and have their own customs. But we just are the bigger countries such as the United States, Europe, Asia, South America, Central America, we don't express those, and I feel like we don't mention them enough that we know that these islands are populated and have their own culture, like I mentioned before. When they say, "Do you know of any island?" They know the name of an island because it's heavily tourist, and globalization plays a part of that. Because of globalization, they've been able, many famous people have been able to go and visit the island, record it and everything, and have a great time there. And because we see that now, because everybody has cell phones and laptops and tablets and any device that requires internet can see that and can know a little bit more about the island, about the geography of it, and many other things. I am very glad we got both of them in today's episode. I'm very glad. I need one more guest. She is Dayanara Salvador, but I have been informed that she is going to be delayed just a little bit. So, hello guys, I want to come here. Today, we were talking about small islands, about globalization, and about global warming, how does it affect the small islands. If you want to know more about this topic, this book right here called Geography of Small Islands by Bennett M.W. Rotter. It has been such a huge help. As you see, look, I have tabs. I had more, but I took them off. This has helped a lot. I've been getting these definitions from here. If you want to know more about the topic, I highly recommend this book. It's helped me a lot through my research, and that's how this episode was made. Thank you guys. Welcome back to the podcast. Today we will introduce our third guest on the show today. Her name is Dayanara Salvador. She's an third close friend to mine. Let me see if we can get her in the line real quick, just to answer some questions. Let me see. Let's see if we can get her available. It's really hard to get in contact with her. Okay, we're calling her now. Hello.
Hi.
So you're here. You're going to answer some questions. We are actually recording right now. Would you like to introduce yourself to the listeners?
Yes. Hello, everybody from the other side. My name is Dayanara Salvador, and I am a student at Uplift Infinity. And I am here at Kimberly's Gyro podcast.
Okay, so today we'll have some questions for you. The first question is, describe an island.
What?
An island.
All right. So an island is something that isn't surrounded by nothing. It floats in water. It's very deep, but on the top it's kind of not that high up there in the sky.
Yeah.
And it's mostly dry land. And yeah, that's all I have to say for that one.
In this island you describe, is there people?
No.
No. Okay. What Iceland do you know of?
I guess the Philippines is considered an island.
Yeah, it is. It is. Do you know any smaller ones?
Being honest, I do not.
Okay, that's fine. We'll move on to the third question. The third question is globalization. Has it affected you, and in what ways?
I think it has. It's businesses developing international influence to operate in an international scale. And I think, yeah, because I've lost a lot of stuff because stuff from overseas has like infiltrated my area. For like an example, Puerto Rico, it's US owned and it's an island, I think, if I'm correct. But what I'm trying to say is that I've seen news about it that it's really globalized by American fast food industry. Like whenever you go visit there's a KFC, there's a Domino's, a McDonald's, everything that you will see here in America. And I'm like, wow, isn't it its own independent thing? How is there a Domino's there? Just like over here in the United States. Like, you know, the business is trying to, it already infiltrated the Puerto Rico. And that's why we see that, oh, there's that type of food chain over there in such an odd place, especially just
Yeah.
outside the US.
Yeah, I
And
understand
that's
what you're
why,
saying.
yeah.
Have you heard of small islands being represented in the United Nations climate change meetings?
I've heard a little bit about this topic. I've heard about the UNCC because I take ESS in school, which is environmental systems, and so we talk about the environment, how we're harming it, how climate change is changing it, and stuff like that. But I haven't heard of it directly towards small islands.
Okay, yeah, I see what you're saying. I totally agree with what you were saying before about the Puerto Rico being globalized by American fast food industries. And I agree with that you haven't heard in the UNCC meetings about the small islands. I totally agree with everything you said. This is all the questions we have for you today. Thank you very much for coming in today and answering these questions truthfully. Would you like to say goodbye to the listeners?
Bye, everybody, and thank you, Kimberly, for having me in your podcast.
Thank you for coming. Have a nice day.
Bye-bye.
So, as you heard, like she said, for example, Puerto Rico, it has been globalized by the American fast food industry. Like she mentioned before, some popular brands were Domino's, were McDonald's, KFC. And she, I'm glad that she had heard about the UNC. Many younger people have not. I was really fascinated about how she answered about the UNC, how she heard about it from her class. I totally agree, like I mentioned before, what she said. I am noticing again the pattern where they don't know the awareness and the about small islands, and that they can't mention small islands. I know a very popular one is Hawaii. Hawaii is an island. It's very, very popular in this day. Maui is also popular. Bora Bora, like one of my guests said. And all of these islands are being said because globalized has influenced us to know more about the island. Like I said, I've seen this pattern of where they don't know many islands, and that they have not heard about the impact of global warming's in the islands. And I totally understand, you know, before I started researching, I was exactly the same. So we're coming to a conclusion from this podcast, sadly. I really liked and enjoyed talking to my friends and getting to know their answers to the to these questions. It was very fascinating. It was very fascinating to know what they know about small islands. And you know, if they ever get to hear this podcast, they will be a lot more informed about definitions and anything like that. So we're coming to a conclusion. This podcast was basically just an introduction to see how many people knew about the small islands and how they were globalized and global warming and cultures. On the next episode, we'll go more a little bit more in depth in a research done by Barrett and M.W. Ratter, as mentioned in this book. This book has helped me a lot in this research. I will keep analyzing more information and keep you updated for more information to come. Thank you very much for listening to the unmentioned small islands. Hope you enjoy.